potential MP because of controversy over initial comments about Israel and the war in Gaza, and then further remarks that have emerged. 2,000 jobs are at risk as the UK arm of The Body Shop slips into administration. It has more than 200 stores across the country and has appointed insolvency experts to oversee the process. The high street chain will continue to trade, with administrators saying they'll look at all options. Consumer expert Kate Hardcastle says brands have faced increased competition in recent years in the form of online influencers.
When COVID hit and we were all looking more to social media for trends, many beauty influencers came to the forefront, introducing new ways of skincare, new ways of body care. And I think brands then really had a big fight on their hands to remain relevant. And that's the difficulty.
Three people have been found guilty of a terror offence after displaying images of paragliders at a pro-Palestinian march in London. They went to the demonstration a week after militants crossed into Israeli territory in October and killed more than 1,200 people. The King has returned to London and is expected to get further treatment following his cancer diagnosis. Our royal correspondent, Rhiannon Mills, has more details.
Any cancer patient, there are these regular appointments that they have to keep. The palace, of course, don't want to give us the exact details of the treatment he's having or the timings of those appointments. But I am sort of guided that we are likely to see this pattern over the next few weeks.
The Premier League has approved Sir Jim Ratcliffe to buy a minority stake in Manchester United. As part of the deal, the British billionaire's company will take control of all footballing operations at Old Trafford. And Sunday night's Super Bowl was officially the most watched programme ever in the US. New fans are thought to have been attracted by Taylor Swift's attendance. And that's the latest. I'm Simon English.
Thanks, Simon.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
For the rest of the afternoon, we'll see largely cloudy skies with spells of rain moving in from the southwest. Heavier by the evening, and it will be turning breezier. It is a milder day today. Now, looking at tonight, though, we'll see outbreaks of rain early. It will turn briefly drier with the odd clear spell possible. Further spells of patchy rain will move in later with overnight lows of 9. Now, over on Wednesday, we'll start mainly dry with the odd bright spell possible. However, it will soon become wet and showery, spells of rain moving in. It will be breezier but milder with highs of 13.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome to Tuesday on Drive. Cheers, Scott Ross, for a brilliant 1-3 as always. We'll see you next Monday. But we have up until 6 p.m. together, you and I, where we'll be spinning all the best music. We've got some of our favourite segments for Drive Show and also our guest today. Well, actually, we're going to have so many people in the studio, I don't even know if we've got enough chairs. Yes, Essex Business Partnerships are going to bring in some of their guests as well, Sue and Emma, and we'll be speaking to them a little bit later. But let's kick the show off with Shania Twain.
You thought they were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist.
That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Oh, yeah, yeah. I never knew a guy who carried a mirror in his pocket and a comb up his sleeve, just in case, and all that extra
heaven forbid, it should fall out of place. Oh, well, you think you're special. Oh, well, you think it's something else.
Okay, so you're Brad Pitt.
That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Before you let me get in, I can't believe you kiss your car at night. Now come on, baby, tell me, you must be joking, right? Oh, well, you think it's something special. Oh, well, you think it's something else.
Okay, so you got a car.
That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but how you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much.
Oh, no,
you think you're cool, but have you got the touch? Nah, don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm on the long, cold, lonely night. That don't impress me.
Sorry that I don't impress you that much, Shania Twain. That don't impress me much. To kick the show off on Tuesday the 13th of February. Yes, it's actually Valentine's Day tomorrow. I've forgotten. Goodness me, I better get a move on. I don't want to end up in a petrol station buying stuff. But that's another story. It's also World Radio Day. Yes. So, our four at 4:30 today, I think you've guessed already. Yes, it'll all have the word radio on in the title. So I was going to play a song straight off, but there's not actually that many songs with the word radio in the title, so I have got to save it for the 4:30 segment. But if you know a track and you love a track that you'd like me to play, you can do that radio at phoenixfm.com or on my socials at Joe Bailey Music. And we play anything from the 70s right up to now, a little bit of alt and indie and pop, a little bit of everything, a little bit of an R&B. But we do love our 80s.
Sitting in the backseat.
Dua Lipa. Yes, we do love her on Drive. We sneak at least one track in within the 3 hours, but I do normally spread it over the first and second and third hour. Right, now coming up, we've got a bit of another one of our favourite Harry Styles. I've just been asking our guests as well for requests, and we've got some good songs coming up. And don't forget, we will be speaking to Sally of Essex Business Partnerships and her guests as well, Sue and of course Emma. So we'll be talking to them around 3:30, but we've got some brilliant music coming up before then, and traffic soon as well. But also now, we've got Take That and Shine coming up just after the ads.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212, or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
You're such a big star to me. You're everything I want to be, but you're stuck in a hole. And I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see, but I know it's time for you to leave. We're all just pushing along, trying to figure it out. Out, out, out. Oh, your anticipation pulls you down. When you can have it all, you can have it all. It's not good for your health. I know that you can change, so clear your head and come round. You only have to open your eyes. You might just get a big surprise.
See?
Shine. Oh, my favourite karaoke one. It's the only one I do on karaoke. That and Hold Me Now, actually. I might dig that out from 1973. Obviously, I wasn't around then, I'm going to say. We still have so much coming up in the first hour, including our guest today, Essex Business Partnerships, and their guests as well. So, yes, it's a packed studio today. But taking us up to the travel news, not too much going on the roads on this rainy day, to be fair. But I'll still catch you up with all the latest news of the traffic. But first of that, another one from our A-list, one of my favourite ones, the brilliant Cat Burns, Now That You're Not Alone.
I'm not getting any younger, the years are catching up on me, I'm almost 23, I quit my job, it wasn't healthy, I'm not where I wanna be, where I wanna be, but therapy has kinda helped. Everybody's in the same boat, so let go and know that you're not alone. Thought I'd have it all figured out, but feels like my world's upside down. When nothing feels like home, it's good to know that you're not alone.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
There's heavy traffic on the M25 anti-clockwise at the Dartford Tunnels. Travel time we're looking at around, I'd say, 10 minutes. Now, in Maldon, general congestion there. Slow traffic on the causeway northbound between Maldon Bypass, Fallbridge and the street. A120 eastbound, slow traffic between Coggleshaw and Markstay interchange. Hadley, there's slow traffic on Rayleigh Road, northbound that is, between London Road and Dawes Heath Road. A120 eastbound, it is slow approach in the M11 at Junction A. Also really slow here in Brentwood on Yonga Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road towards the High Street, Wilson's Corner. Billericay, slow traffic also on the High Street between Sun Street and Western Road. Now over in Chelmsford, just to let you know, slow traffic on Rob Johns Road and Rittle Road. Only fair to go up to Colchester, so Cymbeline Way. A133, slow moving traffic eastbound towards Westway and the A134. Now heading on to the rail, now is all okay for us in Essex, but heading on to the Tube, minor delays on the Central Line due to a shortage of trains, severe delays on the Northern Line northbound between Golders Green and Edgware, underground stations closed on the Northern Line also at Kentish Town, and there's no service on the Piccadilly Line between Acton Town and Heathrow Airport, all due to engineering works. Do you know what? Let's have a little look at the events. I'm going to play another couple of tracks and then we're going to come back with our guests.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
OK, so it's one for your diary. Well, it's only around the corner, really. It's next Monday, Monday the 19th of February. It's a new Orleans Jazz Cafe with a big Easy Five at the Folds Arts Centre in Leyden in Billericay. To be fair, I've not been there before. But it's a free Jazz Cafe session with a big Easy Five. Just feed the kitty in brackets. I need to know what that means. Coffee, tea and biscuits will also be available. Now, for more details, they do have a Facebook group, but it's easier to come on to Phoenix FM.com. Have a look at the events page and it will be shining there right in front of you with all the relevant links. So that's the New Orleans Jazz Cafe with the Big Easy Five, Monday the 19th of Feb.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now we've got a couple of tracks from a couple of brilliant boys. We've got Liam Gallagher, Better Days, and Roachford, All the Love We Need. My voice is going again now. Oh.
When the sun gets into you and the shadows of your heart, there'll be better days when my love will find you, even though we're miles apart. Like an airplane, as the world fades out and there's a new world yet to come, and all your pain will release at night into the arms of the chosen one. If you're lost, I'll find you there, with the sunlight in your hair and the sadness washed away by the rain. Open up your eyes, 'cause you're reeling. Baby, try to remember, it's just a feeling. And there'll be better waves that begin to echo through the wasteland of your mind. Through the Milky Way, oh, my love will hold you. Hope it gets you through the night. Don't believe the little lies underneath the darkened skies. Stand up, I'll meet you there in the sunlight in your hair, all the
the sadness washed away with the rain.
If we could have the world, or something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love, we got all the love we need. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Oh, we got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. You could have silver and gold and everything people may dream of, but if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. Could never be enough. It's knowing you got someone, someone who gives you reason, something you know is strong, and with you I see the best thing is free.
That was Roachford. That's a brilliant track, All the Love We Need, here on Phoenix FM. Now, speaking of here on Phoenix FM, a month has flown by and we're already in February. Hello, Sally.
Hello there, Joe. How are you?
All good, all good. For Sally, obviously, from Essex Business Partnerships. But we all know you by now, though.
I hope so. My name is out in Essex.
Yeah. Anyway, how have you been?
Not too bad, not too bad. Really, really very busy the last month since we last saw you. We've launched three events. The construction event went really, really well, based in Brentwood. So that's open to all construction industry and affiliated businesses. We launched another event in Chelmsford at the Chelmsford Club. It was a breakfast. And we also launched a women's supporting women in business. And that was really good, which launched last month. And that was in Ingatestone at the Lounge Wine Bar. And that was exceptionally good too. So, you know, any women in business out there, if they want to come along to a networking group, yeah, come along. It's the first Tuesday of the month.
Well, speaking of women in networking in their own business, we've got here today as well another couple of guests that you brought in. I always say it so that you don't have to tell us what's going on, Sally, really. That is key, right?
It is.
Very clever. So we've got Emma from Revive Fitness and Wellbeing. And we've got Sue Porter as well from the Wellness Clinic. Actually, double bubbled today. You're a double person, really, today, Sue, aren't you? Because you're also representing Kingswood Group. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. So you're actually, both of you are actually going to be presenting at the event tomorrow, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to be there.
Great stuff. So, Sue, if I can start with you first, can you, I know it's always a bit really difficult to sum up your business, because let's talk, you've got it on your T-shirt, right, so Wellbeing Clinic. Can you sum up just in a couple of sentences what you do and what the Wellbeing Clinic is about?
Sure. So we are basically a private medical company that works in Essex with people to better understand their health, to empower them to make the right choices with their health. So we have an individual arm of the business, which is working one-on-one with patients. And then we have a corporate side that delivers corporate wellbeing for businesses as well.
Great stuff.
And then we also work with Kingswood Group, which is one of the big sponsors of the event tomorrow.
Great stuff. Yes, so you're very busy, basically, yes, because obviously you are going to be presenting as well some, you're always going to be good stuff tomorrow. So if we come over to you, Emma, as well, and I'm going to ask you the same question. Tell us a little bit about your business, please.
Yeah, thank you. So my business, I work with women in midlife, helping them to feel vibrant and alive at a time where they might not necessarily feel particularly vibrant and alive. And obviously part of midlife is menopause is included in that, and so working with women to understand their symptoms and help them get over the overwhelm that comes. You know, a lot of my clients say that situations that never bothered them in the past really bother them, and they feel quite anxious. So a lot of mental health challenges come along with the menopause, but it doesn't have to be that way. You know, there's lots that we can do from a nutritional perspective and a mindset perspective, and we can get them back on track so they can find that vibrancy again.
Brilliant. And are you both local businesses as well?
So I'm based in Malden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're based in Colchester predominantly, but also Braintree.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, so all local then, essentially. And of course, you're both going to be presenting tomorrow. Now, can I ask you, for someone kind of just listening in, say, and could you tell them what the benefits of attending the conference is? I mean, if you'd like to jump in, Sally, it's your event, so.
Well, we put the event on because mental health is quite rife out there at the moment, yeah. And health and well-being of an employee, where employers need to look on their staff now. It's not all about going out for Christmas meals or buying them breakfasts, etc., etc. It's the continuation throughout the working day, week, year to support their employees, because if you support your employees, it saves the business money because there's less time off work. It just shows your commitment, really. It's yeah, it's changed over the years, and since COVID, there's so much more mental health out there. So we thought we'd put this event on for businesses to see, have they got a health and wellbeing strategy, which businesses should really look into now. And this is why, one of the reasons that Kingswood became one of the main sponsors, because that is one of the areas that they look into and will be looking into this coming year.
Awesome. So in your opinion, because I'm going to ask opinions, right? Why is it so important to have the strategy for wellbeing in the workplace from like the Kingswood Group's perspective? If I can talk to you about that, really, Sue.
Yeah, of course. So wellbeing underpins everything in business. So business is run by people, and people have wellbeing. So no matter what position you are within an organisation, in your journey in terms of the number of years you're with that company, your well-being in some shape or form, whether it's on the day or whether it's because of external factors to do with family, bereavement, etc., will impact upon your ability to perform your job. So it's really important that workplaces kind of have that kind of cradle to grave approach of what could happen to our staff and how are we supporting them. So are we putting in place, for instance, you know, a mental health strategy? Are we putting in place a menopause strategy? Are we putting in place a bereavement support package, or how we get people back to work after ill health of any kind? So it just really allows businesses to be on top of common problems that could occur as part of modern day life.
Absolutely. You too, Emma, the same thing with you, is that?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with everything that's that's already been said. I think as well that it's important that we change the narrative in the workplace around mental well-being. And, you know, everybody reacts very differently to different events in their life, whether it be menopause or baby loss or men's mental well-being, bereavement. And so I think it's important not just For the whole organisation to embrace this, and for employees to look after each other and look out for each other as much as for the, you know, the line managers and the business owners as well.
Because it does benefit the businesses, right? Because that's what it's all about ultimately as well, right? Totally.
Yeah. So basically when people are more engaged in their job, you get less absence, you get more people more engaged in their job and actually performing well. And usually people stay at an employer for a longer length of time as well. So you get the length of service and the retention benefits, because recruitment is expensive. You know, we know, because that's part of our business at Kingswood. And we look at all different aspects of HR solutions and cover all of them. So we know the importance of employee engagement to the success of businesses and their profitability.
It's and on a basic level, from an employee's level, it's really a case about being known that someone understands you ultimately, and that will help you through your whatever event it is you're going through at that particular time. So, and without sort of like these sort of conferences and obviously all your help, then people wouldn't be able to have that understanding. You'd never have that. There'd be like a missing link there a lot, you know, and I've noticed it a lot in many companies, and it's really nice to see kind of the tide of change now. But I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a song, because I've got a couple of requests. I'm going to play a song, Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill, for you, Emma. That's what you requested, isn't it? And then we'll come straight back and we'll find out more about the conference.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends. And tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart. Broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I'm home, but I can't wait to go home. Cigarettes running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs and when we got paid. Buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown. I can't wait to go home. I'm on
friend left to sell clothes. One works down by the coast. One had two kids but lives alone. One's brother overdosed. One's already on his second wife. One's just barely getting by. But these people race me and I can't wait to go home. And I'm on my way. I still remember these old country lanes when we did not know the answers. And I miss the way you make me feel. It's real when we watch the sunset over the castle on the hill.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 0127 714 477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Right, we are back here on Phoenix FM after listening to the fabulous Ed Sheeran. A great song choice there, Emma. Well done. Yes, so we've got a full studio. We've got Emma, Sue, Sally, and obviously myself here in the studio talking about the Essex Business Partnerships Health and Wellbeing Conference that's actually taking place tomorrow. So, Sally, if I can start with you again, just to basically, what can we expect if we go along tomorrow and can we still sign up?
Unfortunately, you can't sign up. We've got a complete list of people that are attendees. Wow. We've got over 50 people in the room. But hopefully tomorrow will be a fun day for those people that are attending. We've got stands where you can have mini reflexology.
Oh, nice.
Taster sessions, yeah. Of you can have a health check. We've got stands that you can speak to where they're all in the health and wellbeing field where they can take people out, children out. Everything will be helping the individual. But at the end of the day, we just want everybody to have a nice day. It's food, lots of food throughout the day, healthy. and, yeah, just take away all the information that will be given out throughout the day because it is a whistle-stop tour from cradle to grave, which everybody will go through at some point or another, and how do you deal with all those situations throughout one's life? So hopefully it's a full day, full on, and everybody will enjoy it, that who's signed up and who will be coming.
It's going to be super insightful for people as well, I think. So, yeah, because a lot of conversations are still not had at these sort of things. And that's why these types of conferences are so, so important.
Yeah.
And connecting what you do so well, all the businesses around you, and because you've got the sponsors. How many sponsors have we actually got for this event?
Well, we have three main sponsors. We've got ERB, Kingswood and Nuffield Health.
Right.
And then we've got a media sponsors, which is Phoenix FM.
I don't know who they are.
Also HME Media. And yes, the sponsors can see the benefit in it, and there was no problem getting sponsors for this event, so yeah, we're very pleased. So
yeah, the first of many, by the sounds of that, to be fair.
Well, yeah, the first of many. We've got the business show coming up in May, so that will be another an event that will bring businesses together. But at the end of the day, we just want to bring businesses together and show what information that they can go back to their individual buildings, etc., and help with their employees at the end of the day.
Well, that's what you do so well, ultimately. So, listen, we've spoken about employees' benefits as well before the little break. So how can you sort of help with sort of management and CEO? If I go to you, Sue, for that question first, if that's all right.
Yeah, so one of the things we do a lot at Wellbeing Clinic, working with Kingswood Group, is what's called Directors or Business Owner Health Checks, which is actually a fully tax-deductible benefit, which comes off corporation tax in line with HMRC guidelines. And what we do for that is we take some blood samples, doing some physiological checks, and we give you basically a health report that outlines everything you need to know about your manageable health and if anything needs to be done to improve your health. If so, we can do that, and we liaise with your GP or do private referrals or supply you with what you need. And for busy business owners, that really is a valuable service because they can find out how they can be better at their job in terms of performance, but also rectify anything that isn't quite right with their health. And that's why obviously the government have put it in place. So we do a lot of those health checks for people.
That's amazing. Yeah, things you don't even think of, do you really? That's outstanding. Emma, over to you, because obviously, you know, the menopause, helping people with the menopause, again, with a lot of businesses, they didn't sort of want to speak about things like that because it's women's issues, wasn't it, that we're all supposed to whisper about. So I bet things have changed and moving along quite quickly. Do you think so?
I think there's still a lot that can be changed about the narrative around menopause in the workplace. I think a lot of it is women giving the opportunity to speak as a community. Yeah. And I think that's one area that businesses can get a little bit more involved in, really. Maybe they have a champion, maybe they have a women's group where they can discuss their symptoms. And we know that the more discussion that women have around the menopause, we see a reduction in their symptoms that they're having, especially around their mental well-being. But one of the areas that I'm particularly interested in is the nutritional side and the gut health, and how your gut and your brain are so intrinsically linked. And if we can help support gut health and bridge the gap between the nutrients that our body actually requires but what we're lacking through our food, we can really help support women to feel more vibrant and to help them sleep better and understand the triggers and the foods that actually stop them sleeping or bringing on the hot flushes during the day and night sweats and causing the anxiety to rise. So there's a lot around the holistic side there as well that I work with.
This is quite inspiring to have all these women around us as well, actually driving the narrative. It's a brilliant thing to see. Sally, we've got loads going on tomorrow. You must be super excited. It starts at 9 p.m. as well. It's a long day for you, Sal.
9 a.m.
Oh, 9 a.m.
Not 9 p.m.
Did I say 9 p.m? Goodness me, sorry. Yeah.
No, it starts at 9 a.m. Finishes at 5, but we'll still have a few taster sessions going. But no, it will be a packed day, and hopefully we'll take lots of photographs and the videos, and that can be going online so people can see. And who knows what happens down the line, whether there'll be a second health and wellbeing. We might open it up next time to the general public, because at the end of the day, there's a lot of people that are out there who need the help, who work, who might never be able to get this type of thing within their business. So it's, you know, we never know, it might open up to the general public as a whole and help someone that needs it, because yeah, it's just menopause, and it's just one, we've got death in the workplace, child loss, domestic abuse, suicide,
all different events,
all different events. Yeah, yeah, they're all different there. They'll all be speaking tomorrow, and it will be snippets. It's not going to be in length presentations, but you know, it's a start where people have got the go-to contact if they want to take it further within their business and have the support that they might not otherwise have within business. It's sometimes you stay in business, you think, I don't even know where to turn if someone comes in and they've lost a baby or something. It's like, where do we go? And it's like, things get in the way and it's lost, and that person is left, where if they can have, you know, direct contacts to the supporting of the charity, it's not all about money, it's supporting the businesses, then they can contact those specific people within whatever area we're talking about and have a point of contact telephone, and then they can be referred and helped, and a little bit of help along the way. We can't kind of help everybody, but it's a start along the way.
And like you say, networking, I think that's really key, sort of like you're thinking forward even more, where you can just have the general public coming in as well, because obviously a lot of people there, they're presenting their own businesses as well, you know, that people wouldn't even be aware that you could have a blood test to find out what's going on, or something. People like menopause, a lot of women, they still don't actually like talking about it themselves. So, you know, just having an area where you hear someone talk about that, and then you're like, oh goodness me, I can actually go over and say hello, that's made a massive difference.
It's a massive difference as well, and that's one of the reasons we have it in the organisation. We like to educate, and it's not telling people you sit like in school, it's like getting the businesses. There might be something that happened in their world, but no one else really knows about it, but it's just, you know, letting everybody else know. Little snippets go a long way.
Brilliant stuff. And I just want to give a shout out, actually, because it completely divert from it all back to Phoenix FM. I want to give a shout out to Mike Porter for some reason there. Suge, can you enlighten us?
Mike is a relative. He's actually my husband's uncle. So Mike, if you're listening, hello. Small world.
There we go.
See his surname.
Yeah, it's all connected. And that's what you do so well, Sally, from all different parts of the community in Essex. So, and bringing people in so we can find out about their businesses as well, such as yours, Emma. Thank you so much. So if we want to search for you, where can we do that for your business? Where can we go?
So you can go on to Instagram, and I'm there as Emma Batchel Revive, or I'm on LinkedIn, or you can look up revivefitnessandwellbeing.co.uk.
Brilliant stuff. Sue?
So we have our Kingswood Group website, and then for the wellbeing part of that, we are wellbeingclinic-essex.co.uk, and also on Instagram as Wellbeing Clinic Essex, and as Kingswood. And also on Facebook as well, so we're around.
Brilliant stuff. And of course, you can always get Essex Business Partnerships at... Oh, it's all gone quiet, Sally. EssexBusinessPartnerships.org.uk. You are doing ever so well today. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming in today. And you don't need any luck with it, because it's going to be absolutely brilliant tomorrow. So thank you so much, Sue, Emma, and of course, Sally. Thank you so much. And we are going to end with your request, which was...
Busted.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I will be seeing you the other side of the news for the second hour. I'll be seeing you the second hour of Drive.
Hey, I ain't seen you lately, and that's okay. I know you're living life in your own way. I know it might be working out today. It might not. And don't act like I've been saying something new. I've been saying it forever. If I call you up in a minute, even if you didn't hear it, would you hand me back when you see it?
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.